91X News.
It's 3 degrees and sunny. I'm Sam Normand with 91X News. The newly installed RCMP commissioner, Bob Paulson, says officers who harass female colleagues will be suspended. Those who harass their female coworkers will be subjected to suspension without pay, pending a disciplinary investigation. Paulson was officially sworn in today after taking the job last month. He has brought in sweeping new measures aimed at addressing a sexual harassment scandal sweeping the force. He says he doesn't need new legislation to take disciplinary action against officers who are engaged in what he calls outrageous behaviors. Occupy Wall Street protesters want to throw a wrench into the gears of global commerce by occupying ports. The organizers want to occupy ports up and down the U.S. West Coast on Monday. The organizers say this is an effort to show solidarity with longshoremen who have not won the support of the powerful union representing thousands of dock workers. The tension between the century-old International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the still-young protest movement has caused complications. The movement hopes to create an identity bigger than their recently dismantled camps. The Occupy movement believes they have the support of rank-and-file workers, despite what the union leaders say. NASA's Inspector General says the agency has misplaced some items of the moon, meteorites, and other space stuff. NASA concedes that more than 500 pieces of space material have been stolen or missing since the 1970s. That includes 214 stolen moon samples that were returned, and about two dozen moon rocks and chunks of lunar soil that were reported missing last year. NASA has loaned more than 21,500 samples to researchers, who in some cases said they never ended up using the material. The report says NASA needs to keep better track of what is sent to researchers and museums. Virginia State Police are searching for a suspect after two people were killed on the campus of Virginia Tech University. That's the same school where 33 people died in 2007 in the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The school says a police officer was shot and killed after pulling someone over for a traffic stop. The shooter ran towards a nearby parking lot where a second person was found dead. U.S. President Obama is defending his administration's decision against changing the rules to allow the Plan B morning after pill to be sold to young girls without a prescription. Obama says young women under 17 will be able to get the drug over the counter, but his health secretary questions the safety of allowing such access for younger girls.
When it comes to 12-year-olds or 13-year-olds, the question is, can we have confidence that they would potentially use Plan B properly?
For now, Plan B will stay behind pharmacy counters, available without a prescription only to those 17 and older who can prove their age. That's 91X News to 401. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
The Los Angeles Angels have proved they can spend with the big boys of Major League Baseball. General Manager Jerry DePoto announced the signing of first baseman Albert Pujols and starting pitcher C.J. Wilson at the MLB's winter meetings in Dallas today. Pujols' deal is for 10 years, worth $254 million, and Wilson's is worth around $77 million over 5 years. The 31-year-old Wilson has pitched for the Angels' American League West rival Texas Rangers since 2005. He has a record of 16 wins and 7 losses with a 2.94 ERA last season, leading Texas to its second straight World Series. The Belleville Bulls begin a grueling 3-game and 3-night stretch as they visit Windsor tonight. The Bulls have recalled right winger Guillaume Node from the Wellington Dukes with three forwards out with injuries. Node has yet to record a point for the Bulls in 2 games this season. He has 24 points in 27 games for the Dukes. And the Bulls will also be without head coach and general manager George Burnett, who is in Calgary for Team Canada's World Junior Selection Camp. It's a battle of first versus worst in the Empire B Junior C League. The first place Picton Pirates host the last place Napanee Raiders tonight. The Pirates have won 4 of the 5 games they have played against the Raiders this season, but the Raiders routed the Pirates by a score of 6-2 when the two teams last played on November 29th. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the PEC Community Center in Picton. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather. Today, sunny, wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early this afternoon. High of +3. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few wet flurries beginning near midnight. Wind west, 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight, and a low of 0. Friday, a few wet flurries ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. Wind becoming west, 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, and a high of plus 2. It's 3 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.